Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Hold it, hold it. You can't use a word like that.
I'm not finished yet. L-E, title.
Oh, sorry. There you go. Z-Y-X-I-K. That's 10 points for the Z, 8 for the X.
Wait a minute. What is a zigzag?
You really don't know what a zigzag is?
No.
It's an Abyssinian nose flute. It makes the sound of a female rhinoceros who's in the mood for a little loving. But you better not blow it unless you really mean it.
I don't believe you, Jack.
It's true. Hey, I remember reading about this native guide, Mboko, who he once blew the zigzag, and he didn't jump out of the way in time. Yuck, what a mess. He broke his zigzag and everything.
Lies. No points. Hey, I thought you two were going out.
We are.
Oh, hey, Chrissy, what is a zigzag?
It's an Abyssinian nose flute.
It is.
But that's what you just said.
No points.
Hey, look, Lloyd is going to be here in 5 minutes, and we don't want games all over the couch.
What's he coming for, then?
Dinner.
Oh, and then games?
Know something? You have a one-track mind.
I don't care, just so long as it takes me where I want to go. Hey, Jenna, what's this guy like?
Lloyd?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, he's ancient. He must be at least 40. No, he still remembers Chubby Checker.
Some of these 40-year-old guys can still move around pretty good, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think it's getting pretty serious. She's been going out with him for weeks now.
She must be after his Social Security checks. Chrissy, would you like me to stay and help Lloyd up the stairs with his wheelchair?
Ha, ha, ha. At least Lloyd's got some sophistication. I don't suppose you know what that means.
I sure do. It means you cover your mouth with one hand while you're picking your teeth with the other.
You know, Lloyd's got style. He's got class. Will you stop looking into my pots? I don't want any criticism about my cooking.
My lips are sealed. And so will his be when he eats that.
Get lost.
You're taking a big risk, Chrissy. I mean, you've never cooked before.
Well, he's not going to be looking at the food with me wearing this dress.
What's this guy actually like, Chrissy? I mean, where did you meet him?
At the supermarket.
Oh, no. He picked you up?
No. You see, I dropped my liver.
A handkerchief would have been better.
And then he picked it up and he gave it back to me.
Oh, that's class.
And then there was this long line at the checkout counter and he let me get in front of him.
So he could get a better look at your rump roast?
I didn't buy any. Oh, yeah! Oh, that's Lloyd. Couldn't you let him in while I fix my hair?
Lloyd's here! Oh, I'm so excited!
Hi, come on in. Oh, I'll take that.
Thank you. Well, you must be Janet.
Yep.
Well, Chrissy didn't tell me you were beautiful.
I like him.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Jack Tripper.
Lloyd Cross.
Why, did Mommy spank you? Won't you sit down? You must be tired after climbing that flight of stairs.
Not really. Well, Chrissy tells me you're at technical college. Studying dressmaking?
Cooking.
Oh, well, I knew it was something like that.
Do you remember Bill Haley and the Comets, too?
What?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rah!
Hi, Lloyd, this is Jack. Lloyd, this is Janet. Jack, Janet, this is goodbye. Right? Come on, Jack, we're just not leaving.
Yeah, listen, Chrissy, if you need anything, I'll be right outside the keyhole.
Come on!
Oh, you look beautiful.
Oh, so do you. If we keep this up much longer, my broccoli will get soft. Am I boring you?
I'm sorry, I'm just worried about Chrissy.
Oh, come on, Jack. She can take care of herself.
She's not by herself. She's with that Lloyd character.
You wouldn't be jealous, would you?
Jealous? Me, of course not. I just don't like his type. You know, good-looking, charming, successful.
Well, and you didn't like him. Gee, I thought opposites attracted each other. Come on. As long as we have to stay out of the house, we might as well have some fun.
Yeah, let's.
How about a movie?
That's a good idea. There's one playing right down the street, Lust in the Dust.
Isn't that a dirty picture?
Dirty? Dirty is in the eye of the beholder. It's all in the way you look at it.
Oh, really? And then how do you look at it?
Like this.
It's a dictatorship, Helen. I tell you, we're living in a police state.
Well, all they're doing is putting a parking meter in front of our house.
It's going to cost me a fortune to park outside my own front door. Oh. Two beers, Joe.
And I'll have a gin on the rocks.
You know, I got to run outside and put a quarter in that meter every 2 hours.
So why don't you give the car away?
Give it away? Are you kidding? That car's practically brand new.
It's an old lemon.
Well, Dr. Keller.
I don't have to. It does that all by itself.
That car's a good buy for somebody.
Ah, come on. Who'd be dumb enough to want to
buy... Jack! Look who's here, Helen. It's Jack. Hi, kids.
Oh, hi, Mr. Roper.
Well, gee, how
oh,
nice.
Oh, that's nice.
You want to buy a car?
Your car? You mean that white and red Chevy?
It's a white Chevy. The red is rust.
The car runs along very quietly.
Yes, I've seen Mrs. Roper pushing it.
It hardly uses any gas.
That's because I'm always pushing it. You didn't pay for the drink, Stanley.
Yeah. Okay, listen, think it over. If you want to look at it, it's parked right outside.
Don't buy it. If it runs over a cigarette butt, the hubcaps fall off.
Gee, speaking of cars, I sure like that Maserati Lloyd drove up in.
Oh, Lloyd Cross. Oh, yeah, I saw him getting out of it a little while ago.
Oh, do you know him?
Well, I've met him once or twice, but I know his wife.
His wife?
My, these ice cubes seem to have soaked up all my gin.
Does Chrissy know he's married?
Oh, of course not.
I got him sold, Helen.
Lovely. Nice full body. Gorgeous color.
Yes, good wine.
That too.
Tell me about yourself.
Why?
Well, I just think that we ought to get to know each other better.
Well, I know an incredibly quick way to do that.
What are your hopes, your ambitions?
Well...
I mean, your other hopes and your other ambitions.
Well, if I'm going to do all that talking, I've got to warm up my lips first.
It's all right. Hey, don't stop what you're doing on our account. Just pretend we're not here.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing here? It is only 9:30.
Yeah, I know, but Janet thought of a great word she can use.
Oh, I didn't think of a few myself. Come on, what are you guys trying to do?
Play Scrabble?
See, it's a crossword game, and you make words out of these little
tiny... Oh, the run! Oh, that's okay,
Chrissy. I've got to get going anyway. Well, it's been half of a lovely evening.
Oh, Ma, are you leaving so soon?
Oh!
I am sorry.
No, that's okay. I was hoping to get to bed early anyway.
We know.
How about having dinner with me tomorrow night?
I'd love to.
I'll pick you up at 7.
No, why don't we meet at the Regal Beagle? I don't like the element that's been hanging around here.
Okay. I'll see you then.
Good night.
Good night.
Hear your explanations, but it better be good because I won't believe a word of it.
He's married, Chrissy.
Oh, I thought you were my friends, but... He's married?
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe you. Believe it, Chrissy.
These things happen. Well, how are you?
Fine.
Chrissy, I'm sorry about last night, but just not that crazy about Scrabble.
That's a shame. You know, Jack came up with a very interesting word just after you left.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 2 glasses of the burgundy and a large napkin. Well, tonight is going to be different.
Yes, you know, maybe after dinner we could go back to your place.
Of course we could.
We could?
Except that it's being redecorated.
I thought it might be.
Ah!
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I was wet already. Well, try not to... spill this one on me, huh?
What time is it?
It's a half... time for another drink. Chrissy, I don't think I mentioned it last night, but I have to go to San Francisco this weekend on a business conference. But my secretary got the flu, see, and, I really need somebody there with me to, take notes and, purely business, of course.
Oh, that's a shame.
Separate rooms, of course.
I'd be frightened to sleep all by myself.
I wouldn't think of... I beg your pardon?
Well, couldn't we have rooms next to each other with a connecting door?
Well, just by coincidence, our rooms are right there together.
Marvelous.
Yeah. Well, here's to our wonderful weekend together.
Oh, there's one little thing that might spoil it for us.
What's that, darling?
You're married, darling.
Here you go. Are you all right?
No. I was just thinking about poor Chrissy. You know, married men should be forced to wear a ring.
That wouldn't help. They could always take it off.
Not if it's through their nose.
Well, sink your teeth into that. It'll make you feel better.
Mmm. Delicious. Mmm. What is this?
Fattening. Hi. You're back early.
What did Lloyd do when you told him you knew he was married?
He went home to change his pants.
Now that's class.
But first he told me something that I didn't know.
What was that?
He's divorced. Divorced?
Yes, for over a year.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me while I go change into a clean face.
Oh, gee, Chrissy, I'm sorry. We didn't know.
Oh, that's all right, as long as everything turned out okay.
And you don't mind that he was married before?
Why should I? We've got a second-hand radio, but it still makes beautiful music.
Yeah, but it takes a long time to warm up.
Well, he doesn't.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Chrissy, I'm sorry. I promise I won't knock Lloyd anymore.
Good, because I'm going away with him for the weekend.
I'm going to knock him flat on his face.
It's only for a business conference.
You believe that?
Yes, he needs a secretary.
And I need some fresh air.
Look, Chrissy, you know that I don't like to interfere.
Then don't.
Okay. You are too trusting, you know. I mean, what is all this business nonsense he's giving you? You can't believe that.
It is going to be nothing but work. Besides, even if it isn't, that's my affair. I mean, I don't mean affair. I mean, that is my problem. I don't mean problem either. I mean that it's just... I mean...
Yum bum 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 yum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum. Helen. Helen! You finish your drink, let's go home.
What's your rush? What can we do at home we can't do here?
We could play Monopoly.
Oh.
I consider Monopoly a very interesting game.
Yeah, I know. You brought it along on our honeymoon.
I thought it would help kill time.
We were on our honeymoon for 2 weeks, and you didn't pass go once.
If you want to fight, Helen, we can fight louder at home.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stanley. Hey, Stanley, you notice anything different about me tonight?
Not around the mouth.
Oh, come on, Stanley. Hey, come on, look at me. Look, I'm wearing a new dress.
Yeah, it's perfect on you.
Oh, you really think so?
Yeah, it hides your knees.
I'll have a beer, please.
Oh, Jack, I don't want to push you or anything, but a lot of people are considering my car.
Including a couple of junk dealers.
Will you stop it, Helen? It's really a very good little car.
It's a cat's watering hole.
Don't pay any attention to her. Listen, drive the car around the block a couple times. I want you to see how smooth it runs.
Of course, you might have a little trouble finding the handbrake.
Why?
It's in the glove compartment.
It's only to prevent it from being stolen.
Hey, why didn't you bring the girls with you?
Well, Chrissy's upset with me right now.
Oh?
Actually, Mrs. Roper, it's kind of your fault.
My fault?
Well, yeah. You told me Lloyd Cross was married, but you didn't tell me he got divorced.
Divorced?
All right, Chrissy, but suppose, now, just suppose that it's not all work. I mean... What if he expects a little overtime? What'll you do then?
Janet, I will burn that bridge when I come to it. Why does everyone always expect the worst?
Because it's more fun that way.
You know, in all the time that we've been going together, Lloyd has never even laid a finger on me.
Oh, Chrissy, that doesn't mean anything. Hey, you remember Jerry DiVucci? The first time that I went out with him, all he did was shake my hand. The second time, a little peck on the cheek. Third time, he said he wanted to get to know the real me. I said, fine, so he started to rip off my clothes.
Chrissy, about Lloyd.
One more word, and I will stick this umbrella up your pants and open it.
I was just wondering when you were leaving for the weekend.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, good. Then you can come take a ride with me in Roper's car.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to tell me what you think of it.
I don't know anything about cars.
That's exactly what I need, an uninformed opinion. But... Besides, if there's nobody sitting next to me, the car tilts sideways.
Oh. Why are you bringing me
I heard that this house was for sale, and I thought we ought to take a look at it.
Are you crazy? Where are we going to get money to buy a house?
Mrs. Cross?
Yes?
We heard about the house. I know it's late, but...
Oh, well, that's all right. Come on in.
Mrs. Cross?
Mrs. Lloyd Cross. That's his wife.
Did the real estate agent send you?
No, but I heard about it from Mrs. Roper.
Oh, Helen, that's nice. Oh, please excuse the mess. I'm packing for my husband. He's going to San Francisco on a business trip.
Ah, San Francisco.
It's quite a large place. My husband redecorated it all by himself.
San Francisco, huh?
No, the house.
Well, I think we've seen all we have to.
Oh, but you haven't seen the rest of the place. There's the master bedroom, the children's bedroom.
You have children?
Just two. Oh, don't worry. We'll be taking them with us.
Two children?
Well, two and a quarter, really. That's why we need a bigger place. Do you feel all right?
I'm fine.
You want some coffee? I just made a pot.
I'm sorry I had to do it this way, Chrissy, but if I hadn't brought you here, would you have believed me?
I was nearly the other woman.
That's what I was
trying. Darling, how are you coming with the packing?
Almost finished. Honey, there's a young couple here to see the house.
Oh, wonderful.
There you are.
I want to see who.
This is
Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Chrissy.
Okay, Chrissy. Jack and Chrissy. Well, hello there.
Your wife tells us you're going to San Francisco.
I usually go along to take notes, but this time he's got a temporary.
A temporary what? You know, you look very familiar.
Oh, well, you know, I have that kind of a face, you know. It's a very ordinary face. Yeah, you've probably seen hundreds like them.
Yes, it's very common.
Now, about the house. Do you two know each other?
No.
No, 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 no.
You see, I thought we did, but we don't.
We better get going.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'm sure that there'll be somebody else along soon.
So am I. That's why I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll get it, dear.
Look, Chrissy, thanks a lot for not saying anything to my wife about us.
Don't mention it. It's not her fault. She's married to a rat. One more thing.
That coffee really hits the spot, doesn't it, Lloyd?
Lloyd Cross, that's it. I have learned my lesson. I am through with men.
Oh, come on, Chrissy. You mean to tell me that if Robert Redford came through the door right now, you would send him away?
Yes, I would.
What?
Well, I'd have to fix my hair and makeup first, and then I'd let him in.
I'm so glad things are getting back to normal around
here. Hey, I just thought of something. You are very lucky.
Lucky?
Yeah. If you'd have married that guy, you'd have to go through your whole life as Chrissy Cross. You see, the bit...
Three's Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.